Hello, Scorpio friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Scorpio July 2023 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month for Scorpios, 8 golden opportunities for Scorpio, and we'll go into all of those. This is for you if Scorpio is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Scorpio placement you're watching for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. And if you have a late degree placement, very late degree, so like birthdays November 15th through the rest of the sign, or Scorpio placement around 23 degrees or so through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Sagittarius report, as you very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. So I'm going to go into the chart. I have the chart visible for this month. If you haven't noticed yet, I will let you know I have been alternating months showing the chart because I've had half of you say you love the chart and half of you say you don't, so I'm trying to keep everybody happy. If you don't want to see the chart, you can always listen to my syndicated podcast. Just look for Astro Kisses with Annie Botticelli in any major podcast venue, Spotify, or wherever. Or you can just scroll down in the YouTube screen so you can't see the visuals and you can listen to the information. If you are listening to the podcast and you want the visuals that you hear me referring to, then just go to my YouTube channel and you'll find it. Okay, before we get to the 8 golden Scorpio-specific opportunities, I want to talk about 3 important general things that will affect all signs that are important to know. The first is that for the first month in a very long time, we have more salty aspects compared to sweet ones. I always look at this sweet to salty ratio to understand some of the mood of the month, and this one is one of road bumps. Nothing to fear here, just to be aware of. For instance, if you know that road bumps are ahead and you slow down, that can be fine, right? But if you're trying to speed through them, you might mess up the shocks or whatever else on your car. So this is just an awareness thing, nothing to fear. They're nuisance aspects. They're not, you know, big aspects. They're just like annoying and then pass, annoying and then pass, or a conflict and then a resolution, or however that goes. And there are some sweet aspects that we will be blessed by, and lots of opportunity for Scorpio this month besides, so no need to worry about that. Now, if you are loving knowing specific aspects and how they might manifest, go to anniehelpsyou.com. Join my free VIP community by signing up for my email group, and you will get a written summary of not only the month's highlights, but also, okay, so not only a list of my favorite aspects, but also the ones to be more awareful and careful about in that write-up. 1 month early. Next thing to be aware of is that we've got a break from eclipse season. The April and May eclipses carry some intensity even into June, especially for Taurus Scorpio people and Aries Libra people, since we are still in the Taurus Scorpio eclipse cycle. We had that major Scorpio eclipse and probably pretty intense series of months for many Scorpios. So we've got a little bit of a break. Not to say that notable things can't happen or will happen during this time, carryovers or continuations on the storyline of the themes that were brought up from your eclipse cycle or the new Aries Libra one could certainly happen in these months. But in general, this is a time where we're integrating the changes that happened, where we're coming to terms with, we're getting to our new normal based on the information, but the very radical changes that may have recently been introduced or have been ongoing since the end of 2021 when that eclipse cycle started. So we've got a little break here, and that is a relief. And I know many Scorpios will just like, right? Okay, hopefully that will be much lighter for you. Most important thing to know besides, of course, that is that we've got Venus retrograde this month. So from July 23rd through September 4th, we've got Venus retrograde. The pre-shadow transit starts around June 19th. The post-shadow transit goes to around October 6th. So essentially from the middle of June through the first week in October, we're covered in Venus retrograde. This can be a wonderful thing. I love Venus retrograde personally. But it definitely has a lot of things to know, and it has its own set of rules or guidelines. Venus rules many different areas of our lives. Love and relationships, money and finances, design and aesthetics, self-esteem, confidence are all parts of this energetic rulership. And so we might be very noticing very much inward and backward things going on here. Okay, so patterns and challenges from the past in any of those, like that thing you were insecure about, could come back up. Basically, things swept under the rug comes up and everything goes flying in the air. But it can also be great things like enhanced harmony in relationships, restoration of love coming back to you, money coming back to you that was owed to you or that was held back from you. So Venus retrograde can show struggles in those areas, but it also can show major showing of fruits of past labors or just things coming to you that were pending that you might not have even known had been lined up for you. I have lots of resources on Venus retrograde. This is one of my areas of expertise. So look in the notes underneath this video or podcast to see the links that I have for my videos and blogs on Venus retrograde. If you are also interested in knowing more, you can get my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. And I talk a lot about retrogrades there, and I have a Venus retrograde checklist to help you make good decisions in Venus retrograde that align with the natural rhythms. Okay, so now let's get right to these 8 golden opportunities for Scorpio this month. And these are opportunities for advancement and for wonderful things to happen. So let's just go in my order here. The first set of opportunities come from this stellium in Leo. A stellium means multiple placements. And we've got star goddess Lilith, Venus, Mars, star goddess Pallas Athena, all convening in the sign of Leo. This can bring, if you just kind of imagine when there's a convening of planets in one area in the stars, it's like a party. And the mood of the party is the sign that they're in. Okay, so the mood is Leo. So that's festive. There is a lot of radiant creativity and prolific expression potentials as it relates to any area of your expression. And Leo also rules love and romance, and there are also things having to do with your bucket list or things that you've always wanted to do. Children, creative babies, theatrics, being out in front of people, leadership. So there are many countless opportunities within this one set of opportunities astrologically. Okay, so there's a Leo party, very vibrant. And even though it does make a 90-degree angle with your placement, which could mean puts a little pressure on, it could be good pressure. Like you've got really big plans for you and your beloved or for your family or for your creative project, and you've just got to do the work or see to the details to carry it through. You know, these pressure points don't have to be something bad, but they will show that you're working to polish something and that that work will yield great results. The number 2 golden opportunity comes from this stellium that's in Leo in the 10th house of Capricorn. So all of this can lead to prolific expression as it relates to your work, your career, your employment, your passion projects. If you're retired or independently wealthy, this can have to do with what you're putting your energy towards, what your visions are that may or may not have anything to do with income. But for those who are in the experience of income and money and work, this is very, very strongly highlighted. This can also have to do with father figures or fathers or bosses or you as a boss or you as a father. So a lot of opportunities are coming here to heal issues with your father figures, your primary relationships, paternal relationships, to heal anything within yourself that's stopping you from being a leader or stepping up or rising to a place of authority in your life or in your work. So lots of opportunities will present there. And for some people, it will just be more money through work, more recognition through work, an awesome job. Remember, since Venus is in retrograde, and now these other planets, well, Pallas and Mars are going direct. Lilith is also going retrograde. But so Venus is going to be in this placement for a very long time. So the entire time of that retrograde process, you know, well into October, you're going to have, and even beyond that, you're going to have the energetics of Venus in this house. So the topic of money and earnings and your creative expression and how money can support your creative expression. You might have a major outpouring from something involving your dad or father figure from the past or from the present, helping to support you in making your creative dreams become a reality and earning money from them. Okay, so the third set of golden opportunities coming for Scorpio has to do with a bunch of trines. Okay, so we've got all of these placements in water in Cancer making the most fabulous angle in all of astrology for Scorpio. And there's Star Goddess Juno bringing relationship blessings. We've got the Sun bringing vibrance and warmth and elucidation. We've got Mercury bringing news, events, information, mobility, activity, travel. And then we even have the new moon in the days around July 17th and 25 degrees of Cancer to also crowd that Cancerian energy. So everyone will get blessings and direct kisses at some point from this series of Cancer transits. And those of you who are in the late degree, so basically the friends who I suggested that you watch the Sagittarius report, and we'll even extend that a little. So like around November 12th through the rest of the sign, and like 21 degrees through the rest of the sign, you'll get extra special kisses from that new moon in the days around July 17th in Cancer, because that's going to make a trine for your placement. The closer you are to 25 degrees, so that's going to be the days around November 17th, especially close. But anyone within, like from November 12th through the rest of the sign, is within that 5-degree orb for those special kisses. But don't worry, no one's being left out, and all Scorpio placements will get kisses from Cancer. So there are two of our sets of golden opportunities coming from these placements. One is coming from the fact that these Cancer placements are lighting up that ninth house of international travel, of education, of learning, of teaching, of your horizons being broadened, of improvements in your perspective and changing the way you're seeing things, and how that can lead to a more enriching experience, even if there aren't changes going on, but there probably are changes going on for Scorpios. But then there are also, there's the number four set of golden opportunities, which has to come from the energies of Cancer itself, which is home and family and investments and housing. And so there's a lot around, you know, going to see family, being with family, shared emotional connections, shared experiences. It could be travel, you know, involved. There could be learning or different opportunities where you're broadening your horizons with people that feel like family to you, whether they're blood family or your family that you've created, or friends or other people that feel like family. So our number five golden opportunity that's coming for Scorpio has to do with Jupiter moving through Taurus. We're going to have this from May of 2023 to May of 2024. And so the first piece of this has to do with expansion of your secure base, building of your income and your financial security and self-sufficiency. You will have noticed that you might have seen it's brewing in April and May. It's really, you know, starting to get in full force. So expansion of that foundation that helps you to feel more secure in all different areas of your life. Number six golden opportunity is coming from Jupiter moving through the seventh house. Now, Jupiter in Taurus is happening for everybody and giving those potentials, but Jupiter in the seventh house is happening specifically for Scorpio. All right, so this is giving you chances to expand your relationship space, go deeper in with the people closest to you, have meaningful connections, important people come to you, new relationships. But since this month we've got such a strong focus on Venus retrograde, there's an increased chance of either people coming back from the past, or people who are already in your life, you having renewed hope or enthusiasm or romance, you know, or business contacts, things coming from the past that are mixing with this Jupiterian energy to form expansion. If you're looking for your divine partner, Jupiter in this placement can help. It's there for a whole year. If you've found your person, remember that Jupiter can be additive. So it can add at whatever stage you're at. If you haven't found the person, Jupiter can help add the person to your life. If you found the person, maybe you'll get engaged, or maybe you'll get married. Or if you're already in that state, maybe you'll have children or go into business partnership or go deeper, you know, so it's additive to whatever you have. Now for people who are single, Jupiter in the seventh house can bring you a lot of options. So if you're interested in that, that could be happening too. And if you're in your stable one relationship, Jupiter can bring an expansion of your work contacts or your customers. Okay, so the number seven golden opportunity for Scorpio is Saturn powers through trine. All right, so this is happening for 3 years, from 2023 to 2026, with just a brief retrograde out of it. It will never be far enough away from Pisces to not be influencing. You're going to have this series of trine energies so that over those 3 years, everyone will get the kisses. Those of you who are in the early spectrum, so basically like the October born, you're starting to have your kisses come through more now. And then in the years to come, those of you who are November born or late October, November born, you'll get your bigger kisses in the years coming, but it doesn't mean that you have to wait until then to start seeing this gel. All right. So this has to do with bridging the ethereal and the material. This has to do with making your emotions, your feelings, your visions, your dreams manifest into the physical. This is all happening in your house of creativity, the house that's ruled by Leo, and Leo is already accentuated from the things that we talked about before. So again, we're talking about your creative space. What makes you shine, what makes you glow bright with creative excitement is really wanting to gel for you, and people are going to be putting resources behind that, and you'll be able to redirect some resources to really support. So good questions to ask at this point are, what is it you really want to do? What would bring you the greatest joy? If you could craft your life any way that you want it, what would that look like? And start putting some power and resources behind making that happen. And you may find that the universe is just doing a lot of it without you having to actively do it. But if you ask yourself for the clarity and get down on paper or through a vision board or something, those essences that you want to bring in, this is your bucket list house. This is your fun and pleasure and creativity and romance house. And Saturn can gel all of these things you want into your material experience. So things you've always wanted. If you've always wanted to have children, this can bring, you know, this energy. If you've always wanted to have your creative dreams float aloft, you know, this can bring that. So it's really magical, and it is long term. And even though the earlier degrees are getting the most direct connections right now, it's open for manifestation for everyone for the whole time of the transit. Okay, so number 8 golden opportunity for Scorpio is a full moon in Capricorn. Capricorn is in a sign, an angle that is 60 degrees away from yours. That is an angle of opportunity. So we've got fullness, completion. Oh, and this is in the days around July 3rd. 11 degree of Capricorn full moon. So fullness, completion, fruition, possibly drama, for better or worse, elucidation, unconscious things becoming conscious, things under the surface coming out, having anything to do with that 10th house that's lit up beautifully by your Leo stuff. This is, you know, work, career, employment, father figures, all those things. You've got another line of that energy. But it's in the house of Gemini, the 3rd house. So that's specific for Scorpio. So all this completion, fruition, etc., could be involving travel. So you could get to do something involving travel that you've wanted to do. You could get to be part of something for a cousin or, you know, your relatives. All of your relatives are lit up this month. You know, you've got the Cancer energies, which is basically your whole family. We've got the 3rd house energies, which is like your cousins and aunts and uncles and all of that. So you might have an opportunity to be around a bunch of relatives that you don't usually get to see, especially in the earlier part of July. Okay, so definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com. See all the free goodies I make for you. That's the landing space where you can see everything that I do and you can connect to it. I have lots of free resources besides my videos and podcasts. And if you want to become a professional astrologer or learn astrology in deeper ways because you love it and to help yourself and your family and friends, go to loomlife.com, loomelife.com. That's my school, Luminous Life Multiversity. You'll find my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. And I can take you from ground zero to professional astrologer in a surprisingly short amount of time and teach you how to earn money. And if you're really adept at astrology, I've had people take my course who've done astrology even longer than I have, and I've been doing it for decades, who have had trouble pulling together their knowledge and incorporating it into confidence to be able to give great readings every time and charge money. That's my area of expertise. So you can find that there at loomlife.com. You can also find free classes I have there all on unleashing your money magnet and on wellness. So check that out. And all of these links are also in the notes underneath the video or podcast. If you want to enter my secret star portal where I have exclusive content that's building every month, my Jupiter through through Taurus for all the signs series, my Saturn in Pisces series, my How to Navigate Through Tough Astrological Transits series, my Movement of the Sun Through All the Signs series, and just building and growing, definitely join my secret star portal at anniebastrology.com, anniebastrology.com. Make sure to look in the notes underneath the video or podcast for those Venus retrograde links so that you can get well educated on this upcoming transit and all of the glorious opportunities and things to watch out for. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.